Hello, welcome to another episode of the Indie Founder Podcast. My name is Tiago and it's a pleasure to be here with you. Today's episode will be all about ego, putting your ego aside and the things I've learned that are making me a better entrepreneur, and as well, things that I've learned as an entrepreneur that now I have adopted in my personal life. You know, being an entrepreneur is more than a profession, it's a lifestyle, and I've been learning a lot about myself, about the world, with my path as an entrepreneur. And I want to talk about this in this episode. I think you will enjoy it. It's a more philosophical, more personal episode, but still, I think it's very, very important. Before we get started, first, if you want to support this podcast, there's two things you can do, or rather three. First, go follow me on Twitter, WBTiago is my handle. Second, give a 5-star review. So if you're on Spotify or Apple or whatever, as you listen to this, just go there and you'll find some stars. I don't know, it depends on whatever app you're using, but just give a 5-star review and this will really help boost this show. And third thing is, if you want to have some nice, sweet merch, you can go to indiemakermerch.com. The link will also be in the show notes and you can get t-shirts, hoodies, hats. I don't think I have hats. I should add hats. But anyways, a lot of cool merch. I have already a t-shirt. It looks really nice. I love wearing it and going around and people always look at it, especially to the back, because there's a nice ramen MRR joke and I think a lot of other makers will love this. So yeah, you will also be supporting this podcast. So indiemakermerch.com. Now, last week's episode was with Elston, an indie maker. He's a friend of mine, someone that I know here from, his family is Portuguese, or has some like relatives that are Portuguese, but he's living here in Lisbon, or he lives all around, you know, like nomad style. But yeah, I met him here, and in this interview, he explored two really, really cool things. One is growing his company through what is called a piggyback strategy, so like strategic partnerships, and he really explains how to set those up. And the next thing is, like, he was, for the first year with this company Tiny Host, he was only making $70 MRR. Now he's making $300,000 ARR, and he did that by shifting the target market, not by changing the product, not by creating new features, but just finding, or instead of kind of selling his product to developers, he found other types of users that really loved paying for his product. So that kind of gave me this really cool insight that I'm always saying, and if you listen to this podcast, you know that I believe that especially when you're launching a product, you need to try and iterate really fast and not be afraid to kill a strategy or product. At first, I thought that if a product wouldn't work, you could just kill it and start a new one. But maybe you don't really need to kill the product. Maybe you just need to be trying new markets. That's what we're doing now with Flarecut, our tool to create video AI or videos through AI. And it's not working with type of targets, but we are still figuring out what people will pay. And I have some cool insights or some cool updates on this, because we just had a meeting with a big company, and we found one thing that people might enjoy using Flarecut to, and I'll talk about that in another episode. Now, let's get started with today's topic, putting your ego aside and the lifestyle of an entrepreneur. Now, one thing that I want to say is that I think different professions come with a different lifestyle. If you are, for instance, a doctor or a judge, I think it's really hard, even though some people might say that they can still distinguish one from the other, I think it's really hard for you to look at the world it just changes the way you see the world. I was just talking with a friend of mine, he's a judge. And I was asking him exactly this, like, hey, can you tell me, like, you're a judge, right? So you're always seeing the bad things of society, right? Like, when you, as a judge, you only get when people commit crimes or do things that they are not supposed to do, right? So you're always getting this. Does this change the way you see life and change your personal relationships? And he told me something interesting. He said, yes, Tiago, it does. It actually does. So now I'm much more suspicious of people. Even if someone comes and then if they're telling me something, I don't believe it at first. I'm always saying, like, yeah, but where is the but? So that, like, this thing changed, being a judge changed his life, his personal life, his perspective on life. So it's a lifestyle. Being a doctor is the same. So recently, a dear friend of mine, or not a friend, like a person that kind of a grandma, passed away. She was not my grandma, but someone was very, very dear to me. She passed away. And my mom was telling me this, and she's a doctor. And the way she was explaining this thing to me was very technical. She was like, okay, describing how she passed and like all the complications she had in very like medical terminology that I didn't really understand. But I was listening to this and think, okay, I don't understand it, but this is also the way my mother copes with this. You know, as a doctor, she's used to seeing this and describing, you know, terrible diseases for other people. And seeing these other diseases and witnessing, and the only way for you to be able to cope with all of this in your daily life is by kind of separating yourself from it and using this language. And again, it's just changing the way you see life, right? So I believe that for entrepreneurship, for this profession, is the same. I like to describe, you know, if you've seen Matrix, it's like you used to live in the Matrix, but then you kind of start to get into this rabbit hole of being an entrepreneur and understanding how the world of business works and the good things and, of course, the bad things. And you start realizing that, yeah, you're just in the Matrix. You're living in this kind of complex economical system that you cannot escape, but you don't really understand. And the more understanding you have around it, the more you, I guess, perhaps you can escape it. So that's what I kind of want to talk about today, is about this realization. So let's start with something really important, which is the world, right? The capitalistic world is made so that you fit in. Right, so the moment you start learning, the moment you start learning about mathematics and then eventually go to college, that's a big leap, mathematics college. But anyways, you learn all the bases, then college, then they put you to work. So society wants to train you to fit in so that you will come eventually and help society in whatever it's needed. It's called the man search and demand laws, right? So if there's need for more engineers, coders, whatever, then we'll produce more coders. And then they will get into the labor system and start working. So you don't want, like, for society to work as like a really nice oiled machine, you don't want people to deviate much from what it's needed, right? So that's why we have higher paychecks. So if you go for, let's say, if you become a doctor, if you become a developer, and there's a big demand for developers, then you will get a good paycheck. This is a way to incentivize you to get into this kind of path. And me growing up, and I think, to be honest, for most people, and I think you will also identify yourself with this, our parents always wanted us to follow this career path that pay a lot of money, that give a sense of security. So every time you and me and anyone wants to do something different, our parents that loved us and want to protect us, they will tell us, hey, take it easy. Like, maybe it's not. And sometimes without knowing, without wanting to do that, they will limit your dreams, your capabilities, and as well, what you think of yourself. When I started my entrepreneurial career, I never thought I could do it. Like, heck, let's go before that. When I entered the college, my college here in Portugal is a very tough one. Everyone said, like, yeah, this is engineering college. It's very hard. Most people get in. A lot of people, they don't get out, in the sense that they don't finish. Not that they get killed. They just don't finish. So I was barely, I didn't enjoy it much, but I was barely passing. Like, it was really hard to get grades, like passing grades. But I was doing it. I didn't fail any class, but I was always expecting for the class that I would fail. I don't know. I didn't believe in myself much. And then the same with entrepreneurship. I think the only reason why I'm an entrepreneur now is because the willing of trying it out was just that big. The calling was too big, because the moment I started, right, and then you remember, if you go to the first episodes, you know, of this podcast or the Wannabe Entrepreneur podcast, the one before, I didn't know I could do this. I thought that it would be impossible. Like, I was doing it, I was going, but I even remember at first when people would ask me, like, what are you doing? It was hard for me to tell them, yeah, now this is my new career, this is what I want to be. Because I was like, I always thought, this is for fun, I need to try it out, it's a project, if it doesn't work, I'll get a job. And it took me a while to figure out that I could do this. I mean, it took me being able to do this. So eventually, after a year and a half or so, people around me started to kind of understand that this is what I really wanted to do. And then with PodSqueeze, with success, finally came a few of like affirmation and validation, rather, like validation that this was possible. And this is incredible. When you set to do something that seems impossible, that society thinks you cannot do it, that they will discourage you to do it, and then you do it, you start realizing that, wow, people are, they were wrong. They were wrong about this. So if they were wrong about this, what else could they be wrong about? Right? And this is kind of the beginning of you understanding better the world. You start to understand that rules are made by other humans, just like yourself. That things that look so crazy, like building a huge company, buying a house, buying a building, putting people to space. Yeah, sure, they look absurdly complex and hard to achieve. But it's like the same. Imagine you are at the bottom, you know, at sea level, and you look up. You look up and there's a lot of fog, but really on top, you see like the top of a mountain, like really far away. And you think, okay, it's impossible. It's literally impossible for me to jump from here to the top of the mountain. It's impossible. You see some people there and you say, okay, they must be incredible because it's impossible. But then as the fog dissipates, you see that there's a path. It's a hard path. But if you go step by step, you will eventually get there. And this is exactly it. I mean, if you start doing things, at first they seem to be impossible because you don't see the path. You only see the top. But if you start walking, you will eventually get there. And you start gaining a lot of trust, trusting in yourself that you can do this. And you'll figure it out. I think nowadays we are very much afraid of the unknown. I guess it's a way of survival, right? Like you don't want to be in an unknown place because, you know, maybe a fucking tiger will come and eat you. But I feel that this is something these days. I was just talking with my grandpa and he was telling me this incredible story on how he was 8 years old when he first kind of moved out of his family with his parents, stopped living with his parents to go live with a sister in the city. So he came from the countryside. And like I was like, but... And he was telling me now, I mean, he's 85 now, and he was telling me, yeah, Tiago, I remember back then, it was just, you know, going to these memories, and he's telling me, I remember that I had this dream. Because in the village I used to live, the kids, and when there was a funeral, the kids would take this bell and they would go in front of the whole kind of parade with people. And he saw the guy, the dead body with this open mouth. And he said that this face would haunt him for the next year, 2 years. Like he was nine and alone and it was nine. It's crazy. And he said, yeah, I would just... Sometimes when it's dark and I was falling asleep, I would be afraid of this. And I was like, and would you tell this to your sister, to your parents? And my grandfather's like, no. I mean, no. Why would I tell them? No. I know it's just my imagination. I would just take it. I don't know. It feels that it's such a generational gap in a way, but it's that's how they're so tough, you know, that they just... These days, you're like, mommy, I have a nightmare. Back then, they would just figure it out. And my grandfather ended up being an entrepreneur and as well starting his, you know, working hard, but getting a company and a store and everything. So I think it's really important once you to trust yourself, to trust your instincts, to trust that you'll be able to figure it out. You know, that's such a, I think you can only really follow your true potential when you figure this out. When you figure out that you are capable of great things if you believe in yourself. And I know that this sounds bullshit. This sounds that millennial bullshit that we are all told that we could do whatever we want. But the reality is that, yes, true. We are all told that we could do whatever we want. But the moment we start to do it, the people will say, like, what are you doing? No, don't do that. Let's just go and become a developer or whatever. Yeah, so this has been like a realization for me. Because of that, I've been more confident in myself to tackle things that a lot of people would tell me that are impossible. Recently, I'm managing a building. Yeah, I know it's crazy. And I will do a whole episode about it. But basically, my partner and I, we bought a home and a house, flat. And the building is falling apart. So I told her, like, hey, I think no one is doing anything. The neighbor is just complaining. Let me do it. She was very supportive, but she said, like, okay, you'll do it. I don't want to be around that. It's too annoying. But then I also told my parents, and they were like, no, like, don't go there. And everyone I told, like, don't go there. Don't fucking go there. It's so much work. It's hard. You'll get annoyed. But because of myself having this mindset, I'm like, no, let me try it. Like, you know, I think I can do it. I think I can do it. And it's been a nightmare. It's true. But I think we're getting in the good. We're getting there, right? And I'm learning and I'm adapting. And all these skills that I've learned as an entrepreneur I'm using now as well for this endeavor. Now, one thing as well that I've been learning, and that you probably already heard about this, which is this kind of business mindset. And sometimes people, I don't know, have like a bad connotation to it. Business mindset, they're very cold. They don't. It's more about people being too pragmatic. But for me, it's all about putting your ego aside. And I started to realize that so many people, we're always carrying this huge baggage with us, which is our ego. I don't know how many times, like in being in traffic, you're driving the car and someone does whatever, overtakes you or does something annoying. And like, I've seen the most calm people getting like transforming themselves into like monsters as they look at the others and they start screaming and like, wait, why are you so upset? I don't know. I felt that too. Like sometimes I just get upset when I'm in traffic. So I think this is only the ego part of it, of me. Like I don't want people taking advantage of myself, of me. And this happens a lot. You don't want people to mock you. You don't want people to get the last word. How many times have you had like an argument of someone that was being annoying with you? And then for the next hour, you're coming up with responses like, yeah, I should have said it. I could have said this too. Right? This happens. I think that all of these things are kind of the result of our ego. And I believe that if we are able to put the ego aside, we'll be able to, first of all, live a much more stress-free life. And second, to get more things done. So many times here in this endeavor of managing the building, I have a neighbor, super annoying, super annoying. Everything I do, she'll complain. I'm trying to like really do my best, and she'll always complain and really be unpleasant. She will like tell me point blank in front of everyone, like, you're doing everything wrong, it's shit, whatever. Now, first reaction, and I'm like, and we have like a WhatsApp group, I'm reading this and I'm like, my blood is boiling and I'm like, oh my, I just want to scream at them. And if I take a step back and normally don't answer right away and try to put the ego aside, I try to figure out ways to solve the situation and get my way. So when I'm in conversation with this person, I just listen, I talk, and whatever, I let her talk sometimes. But in the end, I want my way to get done. So I realize that, yes, she can be unpleasant. Yes, she can be discouraging. But in the end, if I ignore it, put the ego aside and just keep doing my work, I'll get things done because she's one neighbor from like whatever 10, 20 neighbors, right? So she doesn't have the power. She cannot do anything. So if I just focus on the work and ignore that, things will get done. And this is, I've been seeing this happening in our business many, many times. So another thing that I try to do is, let's say, this is a great example. So we have this accountant, like the previous accountant, and we started, he got recommended, we were working with him. And from the start, I don't know, he was a bit arrogant. And I don't know what I'm discovering about services. I don't know, maybe it's only in Portugal. When people are arrogant normally, and they're like know-it-all, normally it's because they are incompetent. They are just protecting themselves in this arrogance because people, I mean, you get intimidated when someone is arrogant and use like this fancy, the main words about their industry that you don't really understand. I mean, in the end, you feel defensive. You don't want, you know, you have your ego again. You don't want to let people feel that you are dumb, whatever. So you don't even ask the questions and let it be. But often it's because they are just incompetent and they're just kind of trying to defend themselves. So yeah, Joe and I were getting a bit annoying with this accountant because a lot of things he was, yeah, we tried to ask him questions and stuff like that. He would never answer properly, always very arrogant. And there's two ways here. If I would be an ego-driven person, a person that would be like, okay, I have my ego, I cannot allow him to talk to me like this, I would get very aggressive. I'll get like the gorilla bumping on his chest and trying to get into this fight. And I don't know, ask him like, hey, who do you think you're talking to? Why do you talk like this? And he would probably also be upset. And in the end, nothing would get done, right? Probably it would work worse. Maybe it could like improve a little bit for the first whatever month or so, but it would get to that point again. If someone is arrogant, if someone is not willing to listen to your feedback and your critics and like find a way to work together better, then you don't want to work with them. So instead of like using my ego and then trying to come up with ways to complain to him, I told Joel, let's cut ties. Let's find another one. Yeah, sure, he's doing his work. Sure, maybe sometimes in this case, not the case, but sometimes it's cheaper, whatever. No, let's cut ties. There's no second chances. There's no, I'm sorry, I'm going to do better. No, because when he had a chance to do better, because we gave him the chance, he didn't do it. So it's not just because we are threatening to leave that he will change. This happened as well, by the way, with the building. There was a company that was managing the building, and it was exactly the same. Exactly the same. They were very arrogant. And a lot of people here in the building, they were saying, yeah, you need to complain. You need to complain. They need to do the work. It's like, no, sorry. I don't want to get annoyed. I don't want them to get annoyed. I just want to find a better company. And for me, that's the business, you know, like the business side of me. Like, I learned from the accountant. Eventually, then we switch accountants. I'm much more happy. Now we have a proper accountant that does the work great. And we figured out that this other accountant, the previous one, was actually doing a shitty work. He actually fucked us completely. Because of him, we are paying much more taxes than we should. And I don't know. Now we are getting actually to the point of what we should do. Because, I mean, he kind of screwed us in that sense. But again, with ego aside, with the very business mindset, there's no point on coming and screaming at him. Just let's find a solution and calmly find a way to figure things out. And if eventually we can't find a way, then we just move on. We don't get too, if we get too stuck on these details, on these like annoyances, these like low points, then eventually we'll never get better. We never figure that out as well. So yeah, those are the, and it's funny because how many times you got annoyed, I don't know, in little things with people in stores, and you start to realize that, and if you do this exercise of like, what is my goals, what are my priorities, you start to realize even with your partner, with your friends, for instance, let's say you go on a trip. with friends. And normally, if it's a big group, right, there's always people wanting different things. One person wants to go to this restaurant. Another person wants to go to the beach. Another person wants to go to this museum. And it's hard to find a common ground. And sometimes people get really annoyed. And you start really, you know, getting annoyed with little things that people say. Oh, yeah, but you were yesterday you didn't want to go to the museum. And today you want. It's just, and you start, you know what I mean? Start getting caught up on those little things. But then in the end, if you take a step back and think, hey, what do I want here, right? I want to be with my friends. I want to have a good time. I want to relax. Is it that big of a deal if today I don't go to this museum, but I go to the beach instead? And maybe tomorrow we do different things? Is it that big of a deal? Is my priority for this trip to go to this museum? If it is, okay, that's a different story. Then you'll find a way. You explain that to them. But if your priority is not to go to the museum, why are you getting so worked up because of this, right? Your priority is just to enjoy. So it's just your ego. It's just your ego. You don't want them to win. You don't want them to go to the museum. And of course, people are different. Some people are okay with this. Some people are not. I would sometimes get upset with this. I'll think, like, but why are they taking their word? Why are they deciding things? In the end, I don't care because I know what are my priorities. For business, my priority is to make more money, to have a better company, and to contribute for a better world, right? Why am I getting caught up on and trying to get into this like dick measure contest with this accountant to figure it out, to ask him to pay whatever he's owing or to ask him not to be arrogant? I don't care. That's not my priority. That's not my goal. My goal is not to win against that accountant. My goal is to get a better company. So just don't worry too much about these things. That's what I've learned. And same thing with, by the way, I don't know how many times I've never been into a fight. I mean, I do martial arts. Martial arts are really good for me. They allow me to get more security on myself. Not that I'm going to go there and then fight people, but I know that I can somehow protect myself. I don't know if eventually it gets there, if I will fully able to protect myself. But I mean, I'm training, right? So this gives me certain assurance. I love martial arts for that as well. But anyways, how many times people get into fights with others for things that are, let's say, okay, you're just walking down the street and you do something, whatever, you're not paying attention, you do something that some other person thinks you're not doing things properly, and they will give you whatever. They curse at you. You motherfucker. There's two things you can do. You can let your ego decide and you'll be like replying back, getting into a conflict, getting stressed, potentially arm yourself or the others. Or you can just walk away, ignore. And then you're telling me, but walking away, that's weak. Why is it weak? First of all, you are not, if someone just screams at you or whatever, or curses at you, it's not, they're not physically harming you, right? Sure, they can be verbally harming you, but if you are able to ignore this completely, if you just, you listen to it, you're like, sure, and you stop thinking about it. You from that moment, it just gets in one ear and gets out of the other without you like giving a second thought on that, then it's not doing any harm on you. Like, you just carry on with their life. These guys is probably some idiot that has a shitty life, and you just continue with your life. You ignore it. So you can just put your ego aside, and I know that it's hard because at third you think, I don't know, at least myself, I would think that others, what are, there's no one around, but in my mind, I would think that others would judge me. But it's my mind. I just need to ignore that and think like, okay, fine. Sure, he wants to scream at me. I don't care. Sure, go ahead. I know that it's not that easy. I'm not that. Sometimes, of course, I also get upset and so on. And it's not easy to just ignore things. But more and more, I try to live by that. Of course, that it's different if someone physically tries to harm you. If someone comes and pushes you or tries to harm like someone that you love, your wife, your husband, your kids, your whatever, grandfather, then you need to protect them. But that's a different story. Now you're more in survival mode, right? That's where my martial art training comes to play. It's not to like kill the other person. It's not to get into unnecessary fights. It's to protect myself. But most of the times, things will not get to that, right? Especially, I don't know if you, at least here in Portugal, things most of the times never got to that thing for me, right? Because you can just ignore. And ignoring and being in your own, living your life, ignoring the haters and the stupid people is probably your best self-defense technique. So yeah, that's today's episode. Putting your ego aside, the lifestyle of an entrepreneur. And these are all things, by the way, that I'm learning with my indie journey. As an entrepreneur, I'm learning more about myself, because going back to the beginning of this episode, it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. So I'm realizing more and more that I'm gaining confidence in myself. And confidence in myself is not only to know that I'm able to start my own company, manage and building, doing whatever I want, but as well to ignore comments and whatever other people think of me, because I trust myself more and I know that I'm capable of doing things that I didn't think I could, and others surely didn't as well. So yeah, I guess that's it. And the moral of the story is, put your ego aside, live your life, and focus on your priorities. And that's something that I've learned with my indie journey. Once again, if you like this episode, make sure to give 5-star reviews, share with your indie maker friends, and go to indiemakermerch.com to buy nice t-shirts and sweaters and hoodies. And yeah, this was another Indie Founder podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and see you next week.